I thought, and I agree with what he said, and it's the right thing to say, but Raheem said Sunday, we won't let this loss define us. How would you define that loss, though?
Well, it wasn't good. There's no question. I mean, doesn't take five beta kappa to figure out they didn't play very good in a lot of areas, virtually all the areas. The one thing you can button up is Younghoe Koo looked fine. You know, Younghoe not through. So everybody was worried about Younghoe Koo can throw that in the trash heap. He hit one for 41 and 51. He's the only guy to do anything for you. As far as trying to figure out what went on and stuff like that, I do think you can define some of it because of what happened defensively with some of the guys that weren't on the field. I do think that the D. Alford injury was huge. They don't really have a backup nickel. There's not really somebody can do that. Now, as it turns out, they may have found one. Natron Brooks, I think, is a guy that needs to get more opportunities. He's a guy that looks like he's got a two-way go, and by that I mean, you know, that's a hard area to cover. Randy will tell you that, you know, those nickels, you know, as a corner, you can use the boundary as an extra defender to a certain extent, but as a corner, as a nickel, you've got a two-way go. You got guys going in motion. They're off the ball. You can't really jam them. That's a tough place to play, you know, and I thought that Atlanta got touched up in the middle of the field a good bit, throwing the football. You made life really easy for Bo Nix. Bo Nix really settled in and had a – by the way, I'm in an airport, so just so you know, I just want to let you know.
you get started on your bye week early,
Dave? Yeah, bye week vacation.
Oh, yeah, I'm headed to Phoenix, baby, to go see my son.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, so I thought that could be defined by some of it. Now, that doesn't help you on the offensive side of the football. There's no question about the fact that there's some stuff they're going to have to work through and try to get figured out. I mean, Denver was a team that you knew defensively could rush the passer, so it was going to take, you know, a good bit. I thought Zach was really good early on. I thought that, and I don't know whether they took some of it away, but I don't know if you noticed, Randy, some subtle little motions where you'd have a tight slot to one side of the field and you'd motion the inside guy outside. Yep. Of the guy that was already outside, and all of a sudden they tried to bump coverage and guys freed up. That's how Drake caught that pass down there close that got him all the way down. You know, Drake uncovered because he motioned outside and then ran the slant back to the inside. You got him the football and he got all the way down to five. Now, unfortunately, he was in illegal motion. He turned upfield too early. And that's another thing that they're going to have to really settle in on. And I know you guys have the sound. Jesse Bates, I thought, was pretty good after the game. Jesse talked about how, you know, we've got to, you know, sit down and think about what we have been doing wrong that we can eliminate. And they're doing some things to themselves that their opposition isn't doing to them, that if they don't fix them, then it's going to be a long six games.
Dave, when you talk about, you know, the bye week and getting, like you said, we just played Jesse Bates' clip that when you talked about before we had you on and everything, and what, as a coaching staff, and I'm talking about Rob, because they ain't going away. They're going to sit here and try and fix this thing. What's the first thing you think they need to do if you're sitting in that coaching meeting room trying to express to the coaches what the first thing we got to do to get this thing right?
Well, defense, there's you know, you're looking at two different sides of the ball, but defensively, you've got to make things a lot less or a lot more complicated for the quarterback.
Right.
When you can turn and throw a screen to the outside and the guy is virtually untouched for 10 or 15 yards. You got to change that. Now, again, some of that might have to do with guys being banged up. I think Landman and Caden Ellis deserve Purple Hearts. I know both those guys are playing, you know, and then they're not going to say anything, but I know they're not playing at anywhere near full strength. Maybe three-quarter strength. So their ability to run and then make plays when they get there, I thought that was evident in the game. I think they're worn down because they don't have a lot of depth there. JT Bertrand's been on the IR been out of play with the head injury, and of course Troy Anderson hasn't been available. So you've been really thin at linebacker. Those guys are taking virtually every snap. You're trying to sub in, you know, a defensive back or something to play kind of that nickel linebacker spot, but those guys are running on empty. So this week comes perfect for them to help heal up and maybe get their minds refreshed. And stuff like that. But the first thing for me, Randy, getting back to your question, would be you got to find some way to make the quarterback uncomfortable. Now, obviously, the obvious thing is to rush the passer. Well, you've done some of that. You haven't been overly successful with it. Obviously, the numbers would indicate that. I do think they've pushed the quarterback off his spot more than people are willing to realize. Now, they didn't do it this weekend against Knicks. thought he got really comfortable. Too many easy, quick, easy throws. That would be something I would address, try to address, is to try to take some of that away, make him hold the ball longer, and help the pass rush out a little bit. On the offensive side of the football, there's no reason why you shouldn't be operating. It's stupid penalties, holding penalties, hands to the face, something like that, that have been derailing their drives.
Yeah.